And it's a very, very good morning to Brad Davidson. Morning,
yeah,
mate.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well. We're down here at Martin Place. Now, Timmy Clark's picked up the ride on Nature Strip.
Yeah, you know, Andrew Bensley with that news yesterday. And, yeah, it was. I think it's a good booking. You know, Tim Clark, I think he's probably the best front-running rider in Sydney. I'm not saying he's just a front-running rider, but his just judge of tempo or pace is very, very good, and better than most, to be fair. So I think it's a very smart booking by the Waller camp there. And look, I've got to run 1,200 metres. Still, it'll be interesting to see what sort of tactics they adopt, whether they hold him back to the field somewhat or whether they say catch him if you can and let him roll in front. He's a bit of a different horse than most. You know, I know Tim Clark's such a good judge of tempo, and he probably likes to get him going at even clicks, because that's what, you know, that's generally how horses perform their best. But he's a bit different in a lot of ways. He's more like getting 4 or 5 lengths out in front. You can overdo it in front and say catch if you can, get him off the bit chasing. Sometimes that's the best way to ride him. So it'd be fascinating to see what tactics they do adopt there.
I don't know, disrespect to Timmy Clark, who's in the form of his life. He's riding in wonderful form currently, Timmy Clark. But I think Nature Strip more tells you how he's going to run, mate. And you've got to sort of go along for the ride, because he's just got to be comfortable.
Exactly right. That's the thing, isn't it? If he starts over racing, just go with him. And I say that a lot about a lot of them, sport leaders, to be honest.
Just let him run. Let him run.
Yeah, exactly. Why waste the energy and try to fight them? Let them go. If they're gonna fight you, just roll with them. And if they've got to be in their bonnet that day, as we know Nature Strip often does, just go with them and don't waste that energy. You may as well be a couple of extra lengths in front using the same energy than holding them up, be 2 lengths worse off, and still use the same energy.
What about the Brad Davidson effect on Castle Vecchio in the Cox Plate?
Yeah.
Tightening all the time, my friend.
Well, we're trying to get him in anyway, aren't we? We're doing our best to... There's a lot of love around for him. A lot of people saying, surely he gets in. It'd be interesting. You know, I did speak to Richard Litt yesterday, for those who did back him last week, and they are hoping to get in the Cox Plate. That will be his next start if he does. I believe Craig Williams has been booked for the ride as well. Is he just that announcement on Twitter yesterday? So whether he gets in or not, I'm not sure. I think he's right on that borderline. I think there's about 18 or 19 horses trying to vie for those 14 spots, so plenty of decisions to be made. I'm sure that the committee of the club will make up their minds there, but I would say he'll be right on the borderline. He'll either get in by one spot or miss by one or two. So, fingers crossed, but I think he's about $17 in betting now. So, I think it's $51 last week. So, hopefully, he gets the start for us and can run a cheeky race.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. $51 into 17, and a lot of people were listening last week and obviously took your advice. So we'll see whether he gets a start or not. Now, they're racing at Newcastle today. Have you got one for the listeners?
Yeah, I've got one there. Race 5, number 8, Apache Dude, around the $9.50 mark at the moment. I think he might start a little bit longer than that as well. He has been heavily backed since form line last night. But, look, I just think the gap between him and the favourite Melick is too broad. I mean, he's $9.50, the favourite's $1.65, but he's sectional. They both raced on the same day. His last 200 was actually stronger than Melick's, and he raced over 200 metres further than Melick did on the day. So I think Melick, although it was a good debut winner, I think it's getting probably priced a little bit on its breeding. I think it's about a $2 million yearling or $2.5 million or something like that. So happy to be with race 5, number 8, Apache Dude. Last couple of runs have been really good. Should settle up on speed. And look, he's beaten half a length by Magic Charlie last time out, who's $5 in this race, and he meets that horse about 4 kilos better off as well. So I just think he's the overs in the race there, race 5, number 8, Apache Dude.
Race 5, number 8, Apache Dude, and we're all cheering that Castle Vecchio gets a start in that Cox Plate. Good on you. Thanks very much for that, Brad.
Thanks, guys.